In today's market, people just don't know, should I buy? Should I rent? What should I do? Because they're the fear of home prices coming down, and they might. Fear of home interest rates going up, well, they might. Rents going up, they might. So how would I analyze buying my first house? So I live in Illinois, and I live in the suburbs. And just north of me is a community called Elgin, Illinois. And it's a fantastic startup community for a lot of single or a lot of first-time home buyers. And that's why I picked this community, because a lot of people are just like, there's just nothing out there. And you might be in an area where it's just that. You might be in Southern California and you're making 50, 60 grand and the starter house is $600,000. You're probably never going to be able to buy a house until your income just goes up substantially. But if you're in other parts of the country, how do you really analyze, is it a good time to buy? We're coming out with basically some classes for you here, and those should be out within the next probably 60 days, and we'll be putting out announcements for that. Our goal is here to is if you're wanting to. Now, if you're wanting to, how do you prepare? How do you get yourself, are your credit scores high enough? Do you have enough money? Do you make enough money? Do you have enough money for closing costs and your down payment and everything else like that? So we're going to walk you through all those platforms, budgets and everything else. And then you get to the point, it's like, okay, I think I'm in the situation where I can buy my first house. So then what do you do? Okay, so then here's what I would do. I would analyze the market that I'm looking into. Okay, is it cheaper to rent or can I buy a place with basically a similar payment? The nice thing about home ownership is I've been a homeowner since I was 20, I think 26 years old. And I'm on my third house. So I bought a little tiny house. My wife and I was all that we can afford when we were in our early 20s. Stayed there for about 8, 9 years, bought our second house, built some equity there, raised one of our children or had one child there, and then moved to our final house we're in right now. We've been there for 23 years now. So I don't move a lot. I don't like change. And I might not be like you. You might be transient and you're all over the place. Maybe it's not a good time to buy. Maybe your just lifestyle doesn't put you in a position to buy. But if you're out there and you were like me, it's like, okay, I'm settled in my job. I've only had about five jobs in my whole career. I'm settled in the area that I want to live. My kids go to school there and everything else. So now I'm comfortable there. Now I'm like, okay, can I buy? So let's check out Elgin, Illinois, just to see if that might be a good area that you guys, if you're in Illinois, can buy. And the good news is there's many grant programs that we have that are specific to Illinois. And while we're going through this scenario, I'll show you how to run or find. Are you available? Are there any grants available for you or to you within the loan atmosphere? So let's get over this and let's start analyzing it. Right through here, here's our website. The first thing I want you to do is go through here, and you're going to notice all the links up through here. One is a grant finder, and we're going to go over that shortly. And at the end of the video, if you're ready to pull the trigger on this thing, we're going to show you how do you click the apply now button and get this thing started. But the first thing is I want to analyze Elgin, Illinois. Okay, so I use a system called Altos Research. Mike's a great guy. We've had him on our live broadcast a couple of times explaining his system. So what I did, and there's a link down below. So what I did in here, and I put in the Elgin, Illinois, and I hit this chart, and it pulled up this. So what this is telling us is, I'll get my head out of the way. So let's get to it. Right through here, the median listing price in Illinois is 529. Median price of new listings is 329. It's a considerable difference. Square footage, it's going to give you a whole bunch of information about Elgin, Illinois, as well as up through here, it is a strong seller's market at this time. Okay, so then you're going to start seeing through here, and you're going to see price decreases. And the norm through here is about 30 to 33%. So this is right in line. So when you have people saying, oh, there's price decreases 30 over 30% of the time, that's the normal market. Okay, so you have to understand that price increases. How often do you see a price increase? But there's it. Relistings and everything else. Okay, so let's scroll down to here. This is going to give you a little bit more information as what's going on with the prices, the median sales listing prices in Elgin, Illinois. So it goes all the way back to here. All right, so here's where a lot of people said, okay, the market is going to crash. And well, they've been telling us that back here. So we saw this market go up, and then yes, the housing prices don't go from here straight up to here. So when people say, oh, see, I told you it was going to go down. Well, yeah, but where is it now? Okay, you might have said, well, I told you back here it was going to go down. Yeah, it went down. Now it's back up. well, this doesn't do me any good if you know, I didn't react or do anything during this time frame. So over time, especially right before COVID, house prices in Elgin were about, you know, $349,000. What are they now? About $529,000. So it's not a straight line up, but it's pretty darn close, other than, you know, a couple little blips through here. All right, so that's that piece of the market. So it's showing me pretty healthy market. So the next thing we're going to go over here and we're going to scan. I'm using Redfin. I put up through here three filters. I'm looking to rent a place. What are my filters? Well, I want a three bedroom. I have kids. 2.5 baths because I have a wife and a daughter. And then you go down through here. I don't want an apartment. I would rather have a house, a condo, and a townhouse. Okay, and there's 17 homes that fit this criteria. So let's get out of there. And this is what's showing up. Okay, it shows you rents in the area. That's 3,000, 2,700, 24, 36, 29, 28, 36, 29. Let's say the average through this is $3,000. Okay, we got 2,600, 3,000. Again, there's 2,400 here, but then we got 3,600 over here. So we're just going to take an average price in here is $3,000. That would be kind of what I'd be looking at if I'm looking to rent in Elgin. Okay, so now I use Redfin for the same thing, and I'm now trying to find a house or a condo or a townhouse that I would like to buy, and I put in the same filters, you can see right through here, and those are 3+ bedrooms, 2+ baths, and I'm looking for a house, a townhouse, a condo. I don't want any of those. Multifamily is going to put us way out of realm. Well, let's just see what the multifamilies do. And let's say select those homes right through there. Okay, so these are the properties coming up. So let's check out the prices of these homes. First one is $335. Then we got a $319. Then we go down through $297. Like it, under $300. And then you're $299, $335, $330, $330. And it goes up and it goes up accordingly. So let's go down through here and let's pick one of these homes right through here. So let's pick this one. All right, this is $300,000. Three bedroom, two baths, and so forth. And I don't know this house. We're going to give them some publicity at 529 St. Charles Street in Elgin. And maybe they'll get some sales on this thing. And if you're looking to buy this thing, I got even good, better news for you. So, okay, so we got that. So we're going to go over to the rateupdate.com. And here's my website. And we're going to pick calculators. Click the calculator, scroll down, and you're going to pick the mortgage calculator. So we're going to say in this scenario, the average sales price of this home was, what were we saying? 320, 330, 29, 28, 25, 36. Let's say it's 325. Okay, so let's say the average price is 325 right through here. So I already had it in there. So 325. And I'm going to go with a first-time homebuyer program of 3% down. Okay, that's $9,750 at a rate of 7%. What would my payment be? $2,847. And that's all in. That includes principal, taxes, insurance, PMI, and the whole ball of wax. $2,847. So if I were to rent, what would my rent be? Go back through here, and it's about $3,000. Okay, so in this situation, I'm eligible to buy. I can buy. I did all my due diligence to buy. I'm going to be in the area. My job is there. My income's there. Is this an area that I would look to buy? Okay, yes. It qualifies all the criteria that you're looking for. My rents are equivalent or maybe a little bit higher than what my mortgage payment would be. Now, this isn't all over the country, folks, but this is what's happening in many areas. But the mainstream media and everybody else keeps telling you, you need to make, you know, $500,000 to be able to afford a home. Well, it's a lot of clicks, but it's not the truth, okay? There's a lot of areas in the country that still have affordable values when it comes to properties. But there are a lot of areas that don't. You know, would I be buying right now in Austin, Texas? Probably not. Would I be buying in Southern California? I can't. I don't make enough money. Would I be buying in Florida? Depends on what the situation is. If I was going to relocate down there for the rest of my life, yeah, I'd buy. I wouldn't care about, you know, if the market drops 10 or 15% because I'm looking to be there for maybe 10, 20 years. Okay, so if you go back, even in this scenario, it won't even go back that far. But if you wanted to go back 10 years or so, you know, where would home prices be? And no, home prices don't go from here straight up, but nor do you see home prices from 10 years ago going sideways or even down. So yes, don't try to pick the market. Don't try to time the market because, for example, let's say in this situation, if you bought, you know, here and then you wanted to sell, you know, not too long, much longer later, you're like, oh man, I'm losing money. Well, just sit and wait. If you wait just a little bit longer, you know, will that price come back? It's not guaranteed that it's going to come back. But if you look at most of the charts like this throughout housing and you go back 10 years, I think it's really going to be an odd situation where you see a house from 10 years ago valued less than what it is today. So that's just my walkthrough on how I would look to buy a property in this environment. So tomorrow we'll go through some other ones that might not make sense to you. And we're going to pinpoint some areas that are, you know, areas that are doing really well right now. And then those areas that are just, they're just priced out. And I don't know where those housing markets are going to go. So that's my report for right now. I hope you guys understand a little bit more how you need to focus when you're trying to buy your first house. Don't listen to mainstream media. Do what you need to do. And again, we're going to have courses coming out to educate you guys on basically just where to pull your credit, how to figure out a budget, how much money do you truly need when you're buying that first house, which mortgage programs are available, how do you build your team? We're going to answer all these questions for you and more. So thanks so much for watching, guys. We will have a live event. Don't forget our live events that we have every Wednesday at 2:30 Central Time. Love to have you on there. And this is exactly what we do on our events. We educate you guys and teach you how to understand real estate, and is housing, you know, in the plans for you? So that's the report. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please don't forget to subscribe down there and maybe even share this video so friends and family that you know that might be looking to buy a house in the near future. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless and have a fantastic day. See you next time. Bye-bye.